Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, this is the way, walk in it. Joni Erickson Tada tells of a group of friends who are on a mountaintop discussing which direction to go. One man said, that's south. Another counted, no, that's east. Everybody threw in their 2 cents worth until finally someone produced a compass and said, we can settle this real fast. Within seconds, the compass confirmed that they were, in fact, facing due west. The only reliable source had the final say, and nobody was about to argue with it. During the day, many voices vie for your attention, and some so-called experts can be dead wrong. Bottom line, you'd better know which voice to listen to, because if you look only at your circumstances, you'll become disoriented. An unexpected phone call, a floundering relationship, a lost job, or a sick child can make north look like south and east look like west. When that happens, it's easy to lose your bearings, jump to conclusions, and end up on the wrong path. The Bible says, whether you turn right or left, your ears will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. There is only one true source of wisdom and truth, and Peter recognized that when he asked, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. You don't need to know every detail in advance. That's not how God works. Often, he doesn't show us the big picture because we'd be overwhelmed and think it was impossible. He wants to develop in you an unshakable trust in his character and goodness, and acceptance that in order to fulfill his plan, you must depend on his strength. From Vision's Word for Today, listen to the right voice.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.